Today marks the start of Lunar New Year for many in the city's Asian American communities, but the party's already gotten underway. Reporter Amanda Aronchik visited a holiday celebration this past weekend at the Queens Library in Flushing.
Yay!
Everybody's happy.
Okay.
Good, wonderful.
It's been a busy morning for David Yuan, writing out New Year's blessings on long sheets of paper.
For 2 hours, I never stop. I haven't got a book.
With my name, please.
The blessings are one of the many traditions of Lunar New Year. It's now Year of the Rat, but there are some New Year's wishes that transcend the zodiac.
Healthy, happy, and full of love. We don't need a war. Yeah.
Happiness in the family, okay, no matter what, and peace to everybody.
That's Yoon-shin Kim, assistant coordinator of the New Americans program for Queens Library. Today, the Flushing Branch is reaching out to the local Asian American communities by organizing a day of dance, music, calligraphy, even dumpling making.
I mean, we have cookbooks, so why not cooking programs?
As the largest and busiest branch library in New York State, serving some 5,000 people a day in dozens of languages, the staff clearly see their role as more than just book lenders.
The reason that we're presenting these programs targeting immigrant community groups is to bring them into the library and introduce library services to learn about how to speak English, also retaining their culture and all sorts of things.
It's a big mandate, promoting assimilation and cultural heritage at the same time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Yeonmi Ha.
The day's events moved into the library auditorium, with Korean music and dance up next.
Happiness and good health throughout the year.
Lawrence, a lawyer who splits his time between Flushing and Shanghai, stayed for the first half of the program. If he were in Shanghai at this time of year, he'd have this holiday off.
I've been here for several years. We have never celebrated on the exact day, you know. On that day, you don't take a day off.
You don't want to take the day off from work for it?
No, not we don't want to, but we have to work, or we have to, you know, study.
So officially this isn't a day off, but that hasn't always stopped Wesley Yu, a Rutgers student from New Jersey.
I've done it before, I mean, getting off school with a note from my parents, you know, Chinese New Year. But most of the time, I just go to school. And Chinese New Year is just a dinner. We just go to dinner, so it's like it's after school anyways.
In the absence of things that usually make a holiday, like taking time off, having family close by to pass on traditions, the library has stepped in. It's become part community center, part performance space, a language school, even dumpling house.
Let's go on here.
Tin Zhao and her two young kids have lined up for the Dances from China performance that promised to include live musicians, Tibetan dance, and a traditional Chinese lion dance.
You bring them to the library a lot?
Yeah, they usually come on weekends. And she's in school and he has in his daycare center, so usually weekend we come. This library is good. They have like a lot of Chinese materials, like the video and the books, so that's good. Shani, you don't do like that.
They'd been waiting a while and the line was long. Shani and Danielle were bored.
Happy New Year in Chinese.
What?
Happy New Year in Chinese.
No way, I forgot.
You forgot 新年好. Go eat your finger, please.
Across the lobby, Wesley Yu pondered what he'd pass on to his own kids if he decides to have any.
I'd want them to learn a language because Chinese would be pretty useful. As for traditions, that's their own choice. If they're interested, I'll give them the opportunity just to see what Chinese culture is like, where like my parents came from, their roots came from. But as for like where they want to associate themselves with, that's up to them. Because like that's the same choice my parents gave me, you know. That's the advantage we have in America, so.
For WNYC, I'm Amanda Aronchik.
Say Happy New Year in Chinese. Say 新年好.
新年好.
Good.